Hey guys, welcome back. I am so excited to be talking about today's episode because it's talking about the shift that I do and how I plan out my weeks, months, quarters, if you even call it quarters outside the business world, years, that lends to massive results. And this isn't like a clickbait type thing of do this and get massive results. Like, it's really true. This is how I have seen the most growth in business, in fitness, in anything else, my finances, my friendships. Like, this is what I've applied to everything. And so I can't wait to share it with you. So the idea that we're talking about today is 90-day sprints. And I have no idea where it originated from. It's been around forever. So many people use it. But I feel like it's so underused in the health and fitness world, especially because all of the mainstream things right now are talking about like, oh, you should take it easy and make sure it's doable for the long run and make sure it's sustainable, which is fine if that's what's working for you. But if you're in this other side that's like, I am ready to go all in. I have all the energy, all the motivation, like help me get there. This is for you. So a 90-day sprint is basically what it sounds, but it's 90 days of clear focus on one goal and doubling down on it. And I've done some episodes in the past of the importance of doubling down, and I can link them below. But with the importance of doubling down, there's also the importance of this 90 day, because a lot of things happen for 30 days and people will commit for 30 days. But then after that, when the results start to slow, when you start to hit a plateau, when you get bored of it, you'll lean off, and that's right before all of these massive actions and shifts happen. And so with these 90-day sprints, it's focusing on one thing for, 90 days in the long scheme of things, like that's not a long time, but it's just an in-between, right? It's not like a one-week challenge or a 30-day challenge, but it's also not, okay, like, wow, I have to do this till the end of time and I can't really see the end. It's 90 days. And I think that a great way how you can like visualize why this is so important is if we look at examples outside of health and fitness. So a lot of people use this with debt and with their finances. So if you were trying to pay off credit card debt, couple thousand dollars, you could be like, okay, I have a budget and I'm just gonna stick to my budget, which is, you know, not gonna increase my debt. And if I keep sticking to this, then I'll have some extra cash and I will pay this off and it'll be paid off within the next year or maybe 2 or 3 years. And what happens is, right, we get bored. Maybe 6 months into it, you're like, you know what? Having that little bit of debt isn't so bad. I've reduced it a little bit. Now I'm going to start using more credit again. And you've never actually made that accomplishment of being debt-free. Whereas if instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to have a stricter budget, you go, okay, for this next month, what if I didn't buy any new clothes? Or what if I cut out eating out and I made more of my meals, right? I don't go out for lunches anymore. I pack my homemade lunches. That'll help me save money. I'll pay off all the debt. I have this 3-month plan of how I'm going to significantly tackle it. And then once you finish that, once you get through those 90 days and you've made that significant debt, or maybe you're able to pay it off completely, then after that, you don't have it kind of weighing on your shoulders. It's not another thing of, okay, well, now I also have to be worrying about this. And same thing with, say, if you're having issues with a spouse. Say that you guys are in a season where you're really fighting right now. If this is something that you're like, okay, like, you know, I'm just gonna put energy towards it, but I'm not gonna like do that 90-day sprint, right? I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, we should be doing our date nights every single week to get back on track, and we should be having like weekly conversations about how things are going. You just kind of be like, I'll pay more attention to it. Well, what you're gonna find is the same thing of, you haven't made any drastic change by the end of 3 months. You haven't made any drastic change at the end of 6 months, and it will still just be this lingering thing that's on you. Whereas if you took the other approach of a 90-day sprint, of doubling down, of being like, what is everything that we can do to improve this relationship right now? How can I be 200% attentive? How can I do above and beyond? Then within those 3 months, maybe you guys have a much better plan, right? Maybe not everything is figured out. Maybe it is. Maybe you take like a 180-degree turn from where you were, and then you can start to focus on something else again. And I wish I was somehow wording this better, because this isn't to say issues like debt and like relationship issues are easy and can be fixed in a short amount of time, but you can get there a lot faster. And I think just the point that I'm trying to make, and the point that I hope you get from these stories, isn't that I'm trying to simplify it or take the weight off of these issues, but it's to show that if you focus on one at a time and you make a goal around one of them and you say, what would happen if I put all of my energy here instead of spreading it out, right? Because say if you had both of those issues, you had issues with being in debt and relationship issues, and you're trying to fix both at the same time. Well, maybe a lot of the arguing then goes back to the debt and be like, well, you went over budget. No, you did. And then that gets you in deeper debt, and then that causes more issues. What if, you know, you're like, okay, that first relationship issue is around the money, and you've significantly improved that. Then you can tackle the next, and the next, and that's why it goes in these three-month cycles. Okay, I think I actually have an example that will help illustrate better what I'm trying to do without being insensitive. So imagine your first day of college or your first year of college. Imagine you starting your new job or whatever job you're at now. Those first 90 days, you're going to feel like a lot is packed on. You're going to be learning a lot. You might not be used to studying for college, right? Say you're in high school and all the classes were easy for you. Now you have to be like, what does my study routine look like? If you're starting a new job, maybe you have to get used to even what a 9-to-5 looks like. If you're used to sleeping in for college, okay, now you have to wake up early. Now you have to have a new routine. And so it's not just, you know, I'm learning about on the job. It's structuring your whole life around this change. And you can go through it of like, okay, I am just gonna kind of slide my way through, make no sort of real plans, just, you know, waking up right after your alarm, after hitting snooze, rushing to work every day, forgetting your lunch, rushing home after, going to bed right away, like, just kind of making your way through. Or if you sit down at the beginning of starting a new routine and be like, okay, how do I want this to look? Am I going to start working out after work? Am I going to maybe just leave working out to the weekends for now as I shift to this? Am I going to ask my colleagues maybe for extra help during the lunch times now? Whatever that looks like, if you focus more on this first 90 days or whatever 90 days you're in, then after that period, it's going to start to feel easier. And that's not because your job gets easier. That's not because you're given less work. It's just because you've made systems and you're more accustomed to it, and it's no longer taking as much energy. Just like with the studying, if you start to become used to writing papers and you have a routine for the research and the planning and the editing and all of that, it then just becomes easier. And so that is the purpose, is you start to create these systems. And so especially, you know, pulling it back now to fitness and these 90-day bursts, these 90-day sprints, you're gonna start to see real fast what works for you and what doesn't. Because if you are going into this being like, oh, okay, I just want to live a healthier lifestyle, that's fine, but it's going to take you a lot longer to get there. Because what does lifestyle mean? Lifestyle is just how you live 24/7, every day of the week. It fluctuates, right? But if you're like, I want to see how I can add in this strength training or this mile training, or not mile, no one trains for a mile in real life, I guess, like 5K training or cycling, like whatever it is that you want to be like, let's see how I can fit that in. Let's see about some goal that I have, how I can fit that in. Creating this 90-day sprint around it, you will figure out what works, what doesn't really fast. You'll create these systems. You'll kind of see how everything else in your life can fit around it and fit in that balance. And then after that, it's almost like you can coast. Because I know that that's what I did. when COVID was really bad, you know, we're in lockdown for a lot more than those 90 days, but I spent that time almost as a sprint, and now I can coast a lot more, and you know, it's not all about the results, but I can have a lot more rest days, and I will still be feeling the same way that I used to when I was working out every day, just because my body is more used to being fit now and it's used to those workouts, but it's not carrying on forever. I'm not going to work out every single day for 6 months. So, how I have kind of implemented this into my life recently, I just talked about how I did it with fitness. But then, after that, after my 90-day sprint of the working out and of following a routine, then I switched to, okay, I want to write this book, but I also have a bunch of other things to do. So I'm gonna take my next 90-day sprint of my podcasting. So if you're in our Facebook group, I live stream all of the guest interviews into the Facebook group. And there was like a week where I would do two live streams a day, even though I only release one guest episode per week. But I was batching them up to be like, okay, I'm gonna fit these all in now, record everything that I can for the next 3 months, so that way I don't have to focus on that. Then after my podcast 3 month sprint, I was like, okay, now this will just be dedicated to the book. And I didn't feel like my balance had to be like, oh, but I'm also running a podcast and, you know, trying to be in shape and do all these other things, because those I could put on the back burner a little bit. I was really efficient with those already. I saw how those were already working, and then I could add in something else. And then I also used it with creating friends too in Boston, because, you know, I didn't have a lot of friends here, didn't know people outside of work. And so I told myself it was something I really wanted to do. I wanted to be more social and I wanted to make friends here. So I started going to every event that I could. I was going to these picnics that I found online. I was going to these like networking things. I was going to fitness classes. I was just trying to make friends, and I was doing that every single week. I was doing it every weekend for a few months, so it's around a 90-day sprint. And from that, I ended up making three really good friends. And so now those friends I still see, you know, maybe once a month now, and I talk to a bunch. But I don't have to keep going to all these networking events. So it's not like I'm sitting here on the weekend. I'm like, oh, I have a chapter to write and I have a podcast episode to record and I want to make some new friends, but I just don't have time for it all. I've made the time for it all because it's been so focused. And the last thing that I want to leave you with these two is, if you're listening to this and being like, this sounds like a lot of effort or this sounds like a lot of energy, I'm not saying to always be in a 90-day sprint or to just choose random things and be like, oh yeah, fitness, I'll do that 90-day sprint now. This is really helpful for those things that you can't stop thinking about. Those things that you're like, if I could just get rid of this one problem, my life would be great. If I could get rid of this one thing or fix this, like I would be living my best life. That's what this should be focused on. Because for me, like making new friends, it was every weekend when I was sitting at home alone and I was like, I have nothing to do. And it felt really bad. And then I'd sit on Instagram and see everyone else hanging out with friends. And I'm like, I want to stop doing this on weekends. It sounds terrible. I mean, it was terrible. So that's why I made that my focus. Same thing with fitness. You know, if this is something that you're sitting at home and you're even like, I just wish I could get my act together. I just wish that I had the dedication or motivation to get this done. Like, if I could get in shape, then all these problems would be solved, right? Which we know is not necessarily true, but I think you get the point. This isn't something that you do with just like, oh, it'd be nice to have like a few extra dollars, so maybe I'll focus on my budget for the next 90 days. It's really for those things that you're like, this keeps me up at night. I need a plan. I need a solution for this. So I hope that this helps you. I hope that you got a lot out of this and that you enjoy your next 90-day sprint. Let me know what your goal is for this next 90 days. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast, do me a favor and take a screenshot right now and post it on your Instagram story. You can tag me at Girls Gone Healthy Podcast, at Girls Gone Healthy Podcast. Come say hi, come say what's up. I'd love to connect with you, and this would help support me to continue bringing you free content. See you next time.